take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final third hour of today, this Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trekker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. For those of you who didn't see the Lions game on this past Saturday against Dallas Cowboys in Dallas, you don't know who this Brad Allen guy is. Well, they might not be officiating playoff games, but they are going to be on the national stage once again this weekend. Saturday, the 4:30 game, Saturday, January 6th, Pittsburgh Steelers, who are trying to get into the playoffs, their record is 9-7. Well, they go into Baltimore. They're going to play the Baltimore Ravens at home. The Ravens are 13-3. They've already won a number one seed in the AFC, having the best record. They're playing at home. Do they need to even show up for the game? Well, if they want to knock the Pittsburgh Steelers out of the playoff picture, the answer would be yes. If they don't really care about Pittsburgh getting into the playoffs, well, then they could bench their first stringers and let the second stringers get some playing time on a national stage Saturday, this Saturday at 4:30. But again, I cannot believe the NFL, after the big, absolute, unbelievable response to the blown call there of the Lions-Dallas Cowboys two-point conversion play, the NFL is giving this guy a national game. It's going to be on both ABC and ESPN. Are you kidding? Again, I guess giving fans more of what they don't want. Brad Allen and his crew going to officiate that very important game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, let's see if they blow any calls in that game. Because if they do, I put a post out there on Twitter yesterday. I tagged some pretty important people, including the NFL and others. Brad Allen doesn't need to be downgraded. He needs to be fired. And the other fact that he didn't announce the eligible receiver to the stadium, it's in the NFL rules that they have to do so. So yeah, pretty interesting. My post reads, NFL referee Brad Allen needs to be fired, in caps, not downgraded. I tagged the NFL on Fox, CBS, ESPN, the NFL Network, NFL Red Zone, and the Detroit Lions. Well, kind of interesting. Only had 187 views, but nobody reposted it. Nobody else re-tagged or tagged in the post, reposted it. Kind of telling it like it is. But he doesn't get fired. He gets officiating the Pittsburgh Steelers-Baltimore Ravens game 4:30 on Saturday. Unbelievable. Well, we're going to shift gears. We're going to get to Lansing. There's some pending legislation that the Michigan Manufacturers Association is not happy about. Whitmer and the Democrats ticking off manufacturing even more in the state of Michigan. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Spalber. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. We're going to shift gears and head on over to Lansing. And this is something that I thought was very interesting, caught my eye, because of the Michigan Manufacturers Association coming out against the Clean Energy Act, the Democrats ramming it through. 100% of the electric grid needs to be produced by green energy by 2040. They've already seen the writing on the wall. They know it's going to increase electric cost here in the state. And they're saying, how are we going to recruit more manufacturers to come here when they got to pay more for electricity to manufacture anything here in the state of Michigan? Now comes a whole nother concern. Ahead of the 2024 legislative session, the Michigan Manufacturers Association is gearing up to oppose polluter pay legislation. Bills that are going to be pushed by the Democrats requiring environmental polluters to pay for land and water restoration. Well, their president and CEO, John Walsh, said this could inhibit the purchase of orphaned properties and is the association's major opposition point heading into this legislative year. Also on his list of 2024 priorities, Walsh shared is a different budget process for the first term legislators who got used to taking federal dollars that don't exist heading into this year's budget work. He said it's likely Michigan will have to see more discussions about the mandatory paid leave policy and a return of the debate on the Death Star repeal or the end to the banning on local governments setting higher than state average minimum wage laws. I know Traverse City, their city council, is looking at $20 an hour minimum wage for employers to have to pay employees for the workers in Traverse City. Of course, having to do with the high cost of real estate and rental properties. But Walsh said that the polluter pay legislation, which has been introduced already by the Democrats in both chambers in late October, remains the top item the association is expecting to take on in the new year. The bills that mirror each other, Senate Bill 605 and the House Bill 5247. Senate Bill 606, House Bill 5242. Senate Bill 607, House Bill 5245. 608 and 5246. 609 and 5243, 610 and 5241, and 611, Senate Bill 611, House Bill 4244. All of them identical. So basically, the Senate and the House working together that they're going to ram this through. And here we have the CEO, president of the Michigan Manufacturers Association, John Walsh, saying you do it, you're basically going to hurt manufacturing in the state of Michigan. What does the bill package require? Polluters will have to pay for polluted land and water to be restored to usable conditions as much as is technically feasible, will allow the State Department Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, EGLE, to set up the cleaning criteria, will put mandates on businesses with large quantities of potential pollutants that they must give and make upfront financial assurances before they can develop the property. It'll expand claims and statutes of limitations that can be brought against the polluters by those exposed and allow the public and Eagle to access more information about the cleanups of the polluted sites. Walsh said the changes to the laws could also affect the company's ability to purchase and rehabilitate orphan properties. Those many times have been abandoned by the prior polluters. Well, most of the time, folks, that qualifies under what's called brownfield redevelopment. And in the past, the DNR would have a brownfield fund available to clean it up. Because once the prior polluter leaves, gives the property back, usually they stop paying property taxes. The local municipality forecloses, puts it up for tax sale. Somebody usually comes in and buys the property, sometimes without even knowing the brownfield pollution even exists. The association president, John Walsh, said, "We're going to be working pretty hard against what we think is inappropriate connotation. The way it's worded, the polluter pays. It's a great phrase, but it doesn't reflect the true existence of the laws that we have today. And also, our intentions is to get people to buy property and clean them up whenever they're abandoned." While said, in cases where polluting companies continue to exist, the law would then hold them accountable. But what happens when the company ceases to exist? File bankruptcy, or just close up shop and go completely out of business? It could become more difficult for a company to purchase and clean up these properties. Another area of major concerns for the association heading into 2024 is this mandatory paid leave idea. What's the price tag? $1.5 billion per year to private sector employers. That's basically what the Democrats want to pass, introducing it back in August of last year. God, it's so nice to say that. Last year, 2023. Good riddance to 2023. But Walsh said this is not a free lunch, so to speak, for employees. Walsh said that the MMA, Michigan Manufacturers Association, believes there's other ways to help employees moving forward. Improving Michigan child care system, along with paid days off, something that can be negotiated between the employer and the employee, not mandated by legislation coming out of Lansing. But he also warned about passing legislation that allows local municipalities to set higher than state average minimum wage laws. A brighter spot for the association is the bipartisan support for workforce training, especially when it comes to regards to the new green energy policies, electric vehicles, windmills, solar panels, other ways of creating new energy. We don't have the workforce trained up for it. He said this upcoming budget in 2024 needs to be completely different than the previous current fiscal year budget. Why? because billions of dollars is gone from Washington, D.C. It's going to be a very interesting year. The state budget is healthy right now, but heading into next year's budget process, they're going to be missing all this federal money. The problem that we have, many of the legislators are new rookie legislators. Never having been through a massive budget process before, now they're going to have to learn as they go. When asked if the loss of federal dollars is cause for panic, Walz said it could be possible, especially for these first-term legislators who have never really had to deal with this type of situation before. See, this is where, in my opinion, they screwed up. Whitmer and the Democrats spent all of that $9 billion they had in reserve. They gave it away. They spent every penny. Well, now the federal dollars are gone. And instead of almost an $82 billion budget, there's no way they're going to be anywhere near that number this year. So what are they going to cut out? Well, the first thing they're going to cut out, of course, is all the pork barrel spending they gave out. Again, John DeMoose still waiting to hear $15 million for a freshwater study in Traverse City. I want to know more about that one for sure. But there was a ton of pork barrel spending. That's going to be cut. And then what about the roads? Well, Walz said now they're going to have to pull back. And that's going to cause some concerns. However, I think with solid leadership from the governor's office, as well as the speaker and the Senate majority leader, hopefully they'll be able to figure it out. Honestly, I don't think they're going to. There's two major problems they have. The aforementioned, of course, loss of federal dollars, gone. But most importantly, it's an election year. A major presidential election year. Going to be focused on getting the House majority back by the Republicans, the Democrats trying to defend it and keep the majority. Every state representative up for election or re-election. Where does the appropriation spending budget start? The House. How hard are these people going to be focused on working on the budget when they got to win an August primary, if being challenged, and then have to work on a November general election? They're focused on getting elected or reelected, folks. The budget, not a priority. Only 25% of them work on the budget anyway. Senate Majority Leader, Speaker of the House, the Governor, and a handful of people on the Budget Committee. How focused are they going to be? How much of a priority is it going to be? But they're going to have to make some major, major spending cuts. This is going to be very, very, very interesting. On the hour news break of hour number three, we'll be right back.